Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
I think a lot of times we feel like we need to defend ourselves. You know what I'm talking about? Maybe we shoot out an email, maybe we write a blog post, maybe we record a podcast or even write a book, but we put something out there and maybe somebody doesn't agree with us, or they, quite frankly, they kind of attack us. And here's the temptation that weak people do, right? I mean, let's face it, we all have this temptation to rush and defend ourselves. But here's the crazy thing. Weak people do that. Strong people don't. Strong people stand fast. They stay focused. I like that. They stand fast and they stay focused. In other words, they don't get distracted from their mission to go run and defend themselves here and make sure everyone understands them over there. In fact, here's a couple quick examples that have always stuck out to me. I mean, one of my favorite teachers, Jesus Christ, he's on trial and he's before Pilate, and Pilate's basically laying into him and saying, you're telling me that you're a king, you're telling me that you're the Son of God. And some of the times during the trial, Jesus is just quiet. He's just absolutely silent, and Pilate kind of gets ticked. And he's like, don't you know that I have power and I can basically crucify you, or I can set you free? And I love what Jesus says. Jesus says, you don't have any power unless my Father in heaven would give it to you. It's like, dang. I mean, just shut him up right there. Another one of my favorite examples is King David. Way long time ago, right? King David, he's basically walking around and there's this guy behind him who's cursing him. And I mean, imagine that. Imagine you're the king and some guy's cursing you and attacking you. And one of David's buddies is like, let me go over and take my sword and chop this dude's head off. Let me just shut him up. And David's like, hey, don't worry about it. Don't worry about defending me. Maybe God's told him to curse me. And I love the fact that as you look through history, you look through life, it's always the strong people who didn't lose focus, who stayed, right? They stayed true to the vision. But many of us, I know I do, I have a temptation whenever somebody attacks me to go like explain myself, to make sure that I'm okay with that person and to make sure they get me. Here's the point. Not everyone in life is going to get you. And if you feel like everyone must get you, you're going to be so bent out of shape when you get that Amazon review from a reader who totally misses the point of your book, who totally maybe just hates your book. And I see this with certain authors. I get it. I get the temptation that we all have. But some authors, I mean, they go rush over and on Amazon, they try to create a conversation where they're basically running in and defending themselves. And how does that look? I mean, seriously, you've seen that before. I've seen that before. How does that look when the author is like just wasting so much time trying to convince this one person who doesn't get them about how they're right? Don't do that. You have a mission in life. You have a calling. You have this awesome vision that your creator's put inside your head and inside your heart. And I want you today to go actually pursue that even further. Go there faster and let all the people who don't get you, they could be critics, they could be cynics, they could be haters, let them slip away. And as a result, they'll lose their fire, but you won't. You'll keep pushing ahead. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire. Stay focused, stand fast, and don't worry if people don't get you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.